Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot blast. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quick, if the fingerless glove don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the
Okay, well then don't smoke it.
Well, I said, does anybody have a blunt? And then Jay goes, I do.
I thought you said weed.
Woo.
Is that what I did?
Yeah.
I woohooed. Were you tickling my belly when I did this?
I got one. Woo.
Hey, everybody, it's Legion of Skanks Podcast. We're coming to you from Guest Digital Studios.
Then he pulled it out of his butt and made the sound of a slide whistle.
When Jay jumped on the table, I felt he had gone too far.
I'm Big Jay Oakerson. That, of course, is Dave Smith. Sitting to my left, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez.
Australia champion, undefeated, undisputed.
That's true.
Harrington's here?
Wow. Yeah, he did so good.
Wow.
Our guest today, everybody, from the Yeah Fucked It podcast, everyone, one of my favorite people in the world, Brian, call him Beezer Six.
Hey, how are you?
And from the Loud Boys podcast, of course, the hilarious Joe Gorman with us.
What's up? How's it going?
Gorman making his Legion of Skanks debut.
This is so fucking
No, you're not.
Dude, everyone assumes I've done
it. I think it is.
Obviously, you've done the show at least 30 times.
You've been.
That's why we never invite you. I was like, you do it too much.
Yeah, maybe. No, I've literally never been on the show.
It's great. Do two fucking debuts. One of you has to go. All right, guys, this is actually great. You guys, at the end of today's show, you have to vote one off for life. I love this.
Welcome to Skank Island.
It'd be funny if it was just Lewis.
That's enough.
Ari actually quit being president at Skankfest. Shane doesn't want to be president. We don't have a president right now. Nobody can cut my mic anymore.
There's a vacuum?
There's a vacuum.
There's a power vacuum.
Damn.
What's going to happen?
I think it'll lead to peace.
A lot of people do think that.
We're going to have a coup.
It'll probably be a lot like all of the time before we made a stupid president.
No, we're going to have Esther Koo be the president.
Is she available?
Yeah, she's good.
Can we afford Koo?
Is she still hot? I haven't seen Esther Koo in so long.
Hot.
I bet she's still hot.
Yeah, sure she's still, yeah.
Did you watch the 4 hours of the Capitol thing yet on HBO Max?
No.
The inside of the insurrection. Dude, the guy, the little guy that's like the head and hands sitting in a wheelchair. Like the head of like the 4chan guy or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah. The little guy.
Yeah, but that guy was like at the end of the insurrection when everyone left. Officially, there's just this wide shot of like he just had to be there still because his cart didn't get down all the stairs.
Jesus.
And then the cops got to help him down. And while they're carrying him down the thing, he's like, "You're a bunch of fascists, blah, blah, blah." They're like, "Shut the fuck up, midget asshole." They got to carry his fucking heavy ass cart down the stairs.
Yeah.
And he's like, "You guys are."
You ever see him shooting the gun? There's a picture of him with a sniper rifle.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he looks like one of those Garfield, man. He's like on the car.
Yeah, he looks like the head detective.
They have to like stick it under his nub.
Yeah, he's got like hands growing out of his fucking side of his face.
He looks like Quado came out of the stomach.
He does. He's crazy looking. I forget his name, but like it's so funny that he's like all the people there for that insurrection, they all split and it was just like no one helped him. They're like, oh, dude, well, later. Ah, dude, I'm not going to carry that heavy-ass thing down these stairs. I'm good.
That heavy-ass thing?
That heavy-ass fucking cart.
You meant the cart?
Yeah. Never. No, that guy's not heavy at all.
No, he's like a buck, well, five, what, 85 pounds tops?
No way, not even, dude. That guy's like a pogo ball.
Yeah, yeah.
They say if you need a ride, never count on an insurrectionist.
I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding. They're heroes. They're all heroes. But they were just trying to save the country. But I'm just saying.
I just remembered that James fucking... trash the fuck out of you two.
Whoa.
Hell yeah.
Out of us?
This morning, dude.
Why? Me?
I mean, he didn't trash you.
I mean, Jay, sure, but me?
We were watching Big Friendly Giant. And then at the end of it, he's like, oh, he goes, Uncle Dave reminds me of the Big Friendly Giant. Have you seen the Big Friendly Giant? Pull up the Big Friendly Giant.
That guy was a pretty cool character, if I remember the movie correctly.
And then...
let's see if memory serves me. I'm sure
Alex probably read Big Friendly Giant as a kid. That's like her age group, right, Alex?
No, I don't know this one.
That's like the Roald Dahl short story.
Yeah.
The friendly-ass fucking giant.
But he was sort of a bitch-ass giant, right? He's a little pussy giant.
Because he's friendly.
maybe amongst the other giants, but amongst regular people. Really tough dude.
He goes, Uncle Dave reminds me of the Big Friendly Giant. And then he said that Jay reminds him of...
That's not a trashing.
Jay reminds
this one's going to hurt.
Of Flesh Lump Eater.
There we go.
Who is the leader of the regular Giants.
There it is.
Hell yeah.
There it is. I'm fighting him at Ellis Mania next year. This better be a picture of an awesome dude.
Love Flesh Lump Eater.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is, but just the name.
It's just one word, just Flesh Lump Eater.
No, he's probably muscular, if I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Flesh Lump Eater? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That looks pretty cool.
Oh, dude, the guy's jacked.
He looks fucking cool as fuck.
From the movie, yeah, right there.
That's not as bad as I thought.
That kind of looks like me if I was a giant.
I mean, I don't know what our team is doing. Why wouldn't you just go to an image?
I don't know. We're having a real hard time getting a picture. All right, there's Dave again.
There we go.
It's crazy what you guys are doing, dude. There we go.
I get it. It looks pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. He's fucking yoked.
Yeah.
He's got a leather bracelet.
He's not that fatty, but it's almost like he's got like muscle fat.
I'm not really taking this as a trashing. He said me and Jay are giants to him.
The Big Friendly Giant's a fucking goofy, skinny, lumpy asshole.
He's the hero of the film.
And Flesh Lump Eater is a grumpy dickhead. They eat children. It's not a compliment. For either one of you, that's not a compliment.
Big, strong men that have like their own society that don't answer to the laws of man.
Yeah. That's sorry, we're cool. So badass. No,
I just don't see
who did you downside. Remind him of? A fairy princess from Are you Elsa from Frozen?
Maybe. Yeah.
Good for you.
But sorry to interrupt, but I remember that in that moment.
Yeah, you checked out there for a minute.
Yeah, sorry about that. I heard an insurrection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were making fun. It was more about the midget guy in the chair.
Nice. Yeah.
Which is hilarious.
The little rebel
rouser.
What's
his name?
Can we see him?
Oh, yeah.
We have a multimedia fucking platform, and my team doesn't.
But we have only single media brains
pull
working
anything
here.
Up. It's
know
crazy.
Who we're talking about. I've never seen this movie.
The guy that.
It's documentary number one. Yeah. The 4chan guy, the midget in the chair.
The man who
Joe Gorman,
the...
can you stop being such a pussy right now?
What?
Give Jay some shit. Give him some razzing.
About
dude.
What?
He's a razzer. This kid razzes.
I don't razz.
Yeah, he's a razzer.
He can razz, but what have
stop
I done?
Being
to razz?
All fucking serious,
he's done nothing.
Dude.
I can't fight your battles for
call
you.
Call him a flesh lump eater or something, dude. Come on, man.
But it looks so cool.
You tried that and it was rad.
Yeah, he looks too fucking cool. Lewis, I'm afraid of making Jay even more powerful than he already is.
In the wild. Do, 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 do.
Flesh lump eater.
They already think they're these giant, cool, mythical things.
Can
I don't
we
wanna...
see the Big Friendly Giant walking and talking?
There.
There's Big
Jay.
There's Big Jay's dick.
Can I say something? I can't close my legs any more than I am.
What?
And you keep moving into me to shake your legs on mine. Stop, please.
Jay,
it's so difficult to deal with.
I was born to dance.
I know. You got a song in your heart, and it's always going. But please, I'll keep my legs like this. Stop stretching them to touch me.
Wow, dude.
Yeah. It brought a halt. Didn't think it was going to be.
Here, look. Here's Jay. Here's Big Jay.
From his crowd work album, right?
Yeah.
Lewis, stop shaking your legs. Are your legs disturbing me? Why?
Would it be funny if Lewis came over and spilled the thing?
There's Dave. Look how tiny and weak
Dave, let's play NBA.
I thought Dave's character was a giant.
I thought I was a giant.
Dave is a giant. But
I mean, I know I'm big and friendly, but I look tiny.
He's a puny-ass giant. Dude.
So you're saying Jay's guy is even bigger than a giant? Yeah.
Jay's guy is the leader of the giants.
He's big giant Okerson, dude.
Yeah, I got to start wearing more flannel.
Yeah.
That's a good look.
That's a good look, dude.
Yeah, a little yellow flannel. Who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew?
I think it's the giant Jew ears on the Big Friendly Giant.
The Friendly Giant did have a bit of a... racisty Jewish tone to it.
Yeah. And it did. I'll tell you, the more I watch him, it's not as much of a compliment. But just the name, Big Friendly Giant, all sounded pretty awesome.
He's big. He's friendly. He's a giant.
Yeah.
That's big twice, sort of.
You could put that on a business card.
Big, friendly, giant.
Yeah.
Oh, you found a picture of the guy. You brought him up. Listen to him talk. He's great.
Let's see.
Wait a second.
There it is. It's just a picture of
Bobby's been off ever since COVID.
He's fine.
You think there was some kind of ill effect?
You said we
got
a picture of him. All right, let's hear him talk. And then you, you gave me no time. So give me 2 seconds.
Even the way he's like,
Bobby, I didn't yell at you at all.
Here we go.
Hold on.
Dude, I didn't say anything to you, Bobby.
That's kind of a stud.
Give me 2 seconds.
Why are you getting mad at me when this is Lewis shit?
Who is this guy?
I'm not mad at anybody.
No, that was snappy, but you meant to be at Lewis. I was like, let's get a video up. I didn't say you were slow at doing it.
Who is
Lewis
it? Who is this guy that we're seeing?
I
want to know more about this guy, but I also do want to say that Bobby Snap.
This is every guy that says my girlfriend is a squarehead on the internet.
Hello.
Hello, your girlfriend's got a Lego head.
Yeah. Trump is our supreme leader.
Commit his atrocity.
Leave the dog.
Nice.
The gunman wasn't the last to boast of his.
Wait, he created 8chan?
Which became a
yeah.
This
guy created things.
That's
yeah,
right.
He was like, wasn't he living in the Philippines
with magic?
I don't know. Maybe.
All right, so already, an inspirational story.
That's a service animal right there.
Yeah,
he's a human being.
This dog gets me my pussy.
Jesus Christ, Gorman.
Yeah, he's freaky looking.
Yeah,
I like him. I think he's cool. I would give anything to have like that proportionally broad shoulders to my head. Are you fucking kidding me? This guy's like fucking getting everyone to start race wars on the internet, dude.
No, he was the one who just put up the model, like the shell of it. Then they came in and went nuts. And he was like, I don't know. I didn't have anything to do with it.
You're using my platform for evil.
Yeah.
Slow down, everybody. Not all at once now.
You definitely have fucking lumpy 4chan voice. I didn't know you had that in you.
Lumpy 4chan.
Yeah, dude.
So
that's his real name.
What was that? Lumpy 4chan.
It's just like eight lumps with a small voice.
Lumpy 4chins.
But how sick is it that guy looks like how you imagine trolls on the internet to look? Yeah. Where it's like, oh, he's probably just some goofy looking little ugly guy. Like we'd all be fucking pissed if he was like 6'3" and
that guy is
fucking
that guy is textbook fucking internet troll. Like, exactly what we think is he can't leave his house.
Right.
Because there's steps or something.
That guy's like called chicks ugly on some troll account online.
That's the guy.
Awesome.
They've been like, oh man, I am kind of ugly.
That's awesome.
I don't know.
That's the guy who's been calling me gay.
Yeah, forcing girls into like an eating, you know, thing. Fucking because this guy was like, you're fat as shit.
What's the story there? What were they reporting on?
How cool he is.
That one there, I don't know.
That was that's from the documentary. Yeah.
Oh, from the 4 hours the Capitol documentary.
Do you know Legion of Skanks is like shadow banned on Reddit? Like, not I know they nuked our pages, but damn. if you just try to type in Legion of Skanks as keywords,
yeah,
it will give you zero results. Like those three words together will show zero results, but then if you type in Legion Skanks, it shows you all the results of people talking about us.
Really?
I swear to God, somebody consciously shadow bans us.
Conscious.
Did you look at the smallest bottle of Maker's Possible? Yeah, that was just for me. I can't share it with anybody.
He asked, what's liquor?
This is way too much ice.
Paco says
I have another cup to pour some of this
Strike
ice
Strike four, man.
He calls
Jesus
that hard. No joke. Before you guys got here, he was like, what's booze? And
did
I was
you?
Like, liquor. And he was like, oh, we call it
who?
Hards.
What Paco, are you in Hawaii? Drink.
I said, you walk into a fucking liquor store and you're like, where are the hards? He's like, yeah, that's what we call it.
Is that a Hawaiian thing or
that's
is
what
that
he was
a Vegas thing?
I don't think that's an anything thing. Maybe. I don't know.
Sounds like fucking bullshit.
It's hilarious. I'd be like, where's your hards?
You know how Paco was like, remember how he was canceled from the internet?
Yeah.
And we just all sort of ignored it. We were like, ah, he's cool though. Come on now.
Remember when he admitted to doing it to us? Privately.
But now we all know
show?
It's still in him.
Yo, he does. Have you noticed this, Bobby? Paco does do slightly inappropriate things, I would say once a week or so. It'll just be a little bit off.
Do you see how he put the ashtray far away so I had to reach out so we could see my tits?
Damn.
Piece of shit.
Am I crazy? Have you noticed Paco's a little sexual harassy?
Yeah, just enough. He's a little more bold each week that he's here.
Right?
But he's like handsome enough to get away with it.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
And he's Asian enough where you're like, oh, he's just kidding.
It's
probably
a noble thing for Asian people to do that.
Yeah, I'm socially awkward. You son of a motherfucker.
He does. It's what did he do recently that was kind of sexual harassing?
He fucking pushed that woman up against the wall and jammed his tongue down her throat and said, if you tell anyone about this, I'll kill you, bitch.
Yeah.
That's right.
What
no.
a goofball, man.
No,
classic
no,
Paco.
Not that. That was
he's just
cool.
horsing around.
What did he do? No, he did something inappropriate.
No, just that. Horsing around.
That's my Paco.
Dude. Bees are outside. Mm. Every night, my favorite thing to do at Skankfest was to go outside at the very end of the night and watch Bees are, holding court in a circle, just shitting on the drunkest people.
I'll do it.
It was the highlight of.
I called a honeypot. Called her out.
Nice.
Yeah, she was. Well, yeah, a guy had his girl going around. Hitting on people, and I saw it from a, it was obvious.
The older lady.
She's going up and no, she's young. She was cute, and she was going around hitting on guys to get drugs, and he would sit back and make her go.
The older lady was just trying to fuck everybody.
Yeah.
She's down.
Oh, that
she's
yeah,
just
saw her and her husband. No,
he's down to he's like down. Literally at one point she goes, she's like, I have to give Lewis a kiss, and she kisses me on the cheek, and he's like, I don't care what you do to Lewis, you can suck his cock tonight, and I was like. Dude, you're trying to get your wife to suck my cock right now, you freak.
Yeah, she was great. She goes, if you and Christine don't have any other options, I don't know why I'm making her sound so old. She wasn't that old. Listen here, yeah, sonny. Listen here, sonny boy. Yeah.
It's Skankfest, man. Those are like the real festivals. You're not going to get like fucking signed to a fucking network thing at some other festival, but you can definitely get laid at Skankfest,
dude. There's no fucking blanket swingers like out there swingers at JFL.
Yeah,
I'm sure there are.
No, not out there like that.
You got to get invited to the agent's hotel room for that.
Yes.
Sure, at JFL you might land a TV deal, but at Skankfest
the odds are low.
You might land a TB deal.
Yeah. You want a TV show?
Tuberculosis, folks. Tuberculosis. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, Paco.
Oh, that was so
did you touch Gorman's dick, dude?
He did.
Did you touch Gorman's dick?
Stop sexually harassing.
Whoa. He actually touched it. What a goofball. What a delicious little fucking cultural thing.
He's so wacky.
Japanese people have.
I guess that's the Hawaiian way.
It is.
Aloha, dude. Damn.
He just got laid.
He just laid you.
Bobby, do you have something to say? I see it on your face.
No. He just grabbed my ass, too.
He grabbed your ass, too.
It's on film, man. He's done.
Yeah.
Say goodbye to that Showtime special, Paco.
Good luck bitching about gay harassment. Then it sounds like you're shaming him for wanting your ass.
I can't wait till it's finally my time to tell the story when Paco is at an all-time success.
Because everyone's going to believe that you have never sexually harassed anyone.
I'm just a guy, me!
With his victim impact statement, Joe Gorman.
Did you see this fucking Korean over here grabbing titties?
What's up with that? Hey, we need to do something about this guy. We need to sign a piece of paper. Stop this guy.
I was going to tell you guys, I started to tell you guys that we watched a trailer months ago for that BET Plus channel movie Karen.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
With Taryn Manning as I enjoyed it. I thought it was so fun. As we started saying before the show, I think there's a complete wink and a nod to it. Everyone else was saying they don't think there was. Maybe not, but like, if there wasn't, it's so on the nose that it was like written by a 10-year-old who's upset about the world.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or it was an adult that kind of got how silly and funny this is.
You watched it last night?
Dude, the opening scene is a Black Lives Matter written in chalk on the ground, like children's chalk real big.
Hell yeah.
And it's just her throwing a bucket of water on her. I'm like, nah, dude, I think it's like, come on. It's so over the top. Like, I thought it was great.
I love it.
It was done wonderful. All the double on top. But she got blatant in the movie. That's what was so fun about it. She was just trying to, like, they kept having her try to, like, appeal to them. Just, I don't know. Like, she would do crazy shit. And then she'd be like, you guys just don't, I don't have a problem with you particularly. It's just you're angry people, and I don't know. Yeah. I don't want you here.
Sort of making sense.
That's how she closed it out. I don't want you here.
Dude, it's the same problem with fucking American History X, the thing. And there's small points of it. We were like, okay. And they're like, well, now they made her like over the top ridiculous. Yeah.
They started making too many good points.
Yeah, they're like, now we got to throw in a fucking wacky one. You guys are all murderers. You're like, okay, that's
you're like, all right, bite the curb. I get it. All right, you know, that's appropriate.
But it was fucking, it was fun. Fun, funny.
Fun for the family.
Fun and funny.
Who started? Taryn Manning?
Yeah.
She's a nut job, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't she
a
psycho for me? She was hot when she was starting out.
She's always the same kind of hot. She's like hot chick you met at 3 in the morning at a 7-Eleven and fucked her.
Yeah.
Nice.
She's wearing a half top and no bra. Why so specific? I don't know. I have no idea.
When's the last time you met a chick having nothing to do with comedy that you hooked up with?
Damn.
Never happened.
Me and Christine once. And that's, man, I don't know. Probably before comedy.
Jesus.
That had nothing to do with seeing me somewhere at a show or something?
Yeah. You mean like just sitting at a bar. They have no idea who you are, nothing. They didn't come from a show.
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess you can consider dating apps that would count.
Yeah.
I met a girl on a train years ago, Long Island Railroad.
You were third riding a train on her.
They agreed to kill each other's
fathers. Jay fell in love with her. He's like, I love you, I'll save you.
I've been off date, dude. I just heard the funniest thing yesterday, though.
I've met people in the real world, and then they've come to so that's a hard way to put it. You know what I mean? Always comedy's involved somehow.
Me and Butterly were up here yesterday, and he got a message from a friend of his, and it was a picture of me and him on his like Instagram story or some shit, and she replied to it to Butterly and goes, "Oh my god, I went on a date with that kid. We met on Tinder. He brought me toast from the Broad Street Diner, hung at my house for 15 minutes, asked to make out, and left. I hope he's doing well." And I was like, "Who?" He's like, "You." I was like, "Fuck yeah, dude. I don't remember this at all, but apparently I did that. I brought toast."
Nice. That's what kind of toast?
I don't know.
Sourdough, you love that woman. No. Whole wheat, she can go fuck herself.
I was
there
for 15 minutes. I asked to fucking leave. And I have no idea.
Why would you ask to leave?
No, I think I had to go somewhere.
It only
I just popped in. I don't really remember this. So I thought it was hilarious, though.
So. Well, it takes like 30 seconds to do what you need to do. 15 after that.
Did you hook up with her?
Yeah.
Did you
make No. It was only that one time. No. And then I met Kyla like probably 2 weeks after that.
Yeah. 2 weeks after that.
Dave, you were pretty good. You were pretty good at getting non-comedy related puss.
I don't know. Is that true?
I think so.
I don't even remember anymore.
There's a lot of comedy club waitresses, a lot of like, you know, a lot of gals.
But wouldn't a comedy club waitress still be like comedy adjacent?
You know? Oh, I get comedy adjacent like, stuff, those stuff I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm saying like, I don't think you did end up hooking up, but you almost hooked up with someone from like Z-Rock. I'm going back fucking 12 years ago.
Did you just bring up an almost hooked up from 12 years ago?
You guys may have hung out. I don't know if you hooked up. But there was like,
Dave, you remember.
Dave's good at banging crew.
Nice.
Dave banged a gaffer on Z-Rock.
That's not true.
A key grip.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, the only time I really have has been with dating apps. And then even the one time that I hooked up with a chick on a dating app, she was a comedy club waitress.
The universe just blew us right back.
Yeah, she knew who I was.
Yeah.
Because she was a comedy club waitress. And I was like, oh, hey.
No,
we matched.
Just not comedy related.
We swiped right on each other. And then the other time I hooked up with a girl. Oh, yeah, remember, dude? We were at Mix, Dave, and me and you both matched with the same girl one night.
Oh, yes,
and we started like chatting with her.
By the way, I've never met anyone from a dating app, but I used to just,
as a video
single,
game,
play it almost as a game.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh,
it was
yeah.
just a, like, no, yes, no, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, bing, no, yes,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Like, it was a very weird
It's the
thing.
Most depressing game you'll play.
Awful.
If you're not an aesthetically attractive man like me, I'll say I'm an attractive man. I get hot puss. I've done well for myself. But I'm just saying, when you just look at my face, you're not going like, that's something I'm going to swipe right on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fucking, just a goofy, ugly man. That's what I am. When on the surface, I'm pretty good looking. When you fucking peel apart a layer or two,
get down to that white part of the onion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it really is a very humbling experience to start swiping on Tinder or Bumble when you have my face, because the only people that are attracted to me are fat, disgusting black women.
Does your photo on the dating app, are you like holding like a lot of money or like a car?
No. And also, I feel like a fucking chump to put like a picture of me on stage. I think that's the fucking cringiest thing in the world. So,
what were your pictures did you put up?
It's just me just being like, hey.
What are you holding? Is that just her hand?
No, yeah. It's like some selfies or some pictures. And I had a picture of a wedding.
Oh,
nice.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
I have a picture of me holding a gun.
Yeah.
And I'm like, look, I can either use this to defend you or end my own life. The choice is yours. Swipe left or right.
Yeah.
I bet that does okay.
It does all right. It does
is
all
right. Is that your only picture?
That's all I need.
Yeah.
All you know?
I hear you.
Yeah. Are you single, Gorman?
No. I'm in a serious relationship, Lewis.
Long time?
About 3 months now.
Oh.
Yeah.
So no.
Doing all right.
How did you guys meet on an app?
Through comedy, dude. That's how we meet everyone. So like, no, I would use the apps before then.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I would use Bumble because Bumble,
they reach out to
the
you
women
first,
have to, so like, you know, like sometimes I feel like a fucking, like, all right, they probably just swiped, like, you know, said yes to me on accident. So like that's Bumble is good because they have to instigate a message and it's like time to show you my cock immediately.
I don't know what to say at all. Like when you have to start the conversation, it's like, hey.
You gotta ask them a question about something in their profile.
Oh, I know. It's so obvious. Yeah. As I'm writing, I'm like, I'm a fucking loser.
Are you and your friends as dumb as you look in your pictures?
No.
You gotta be like, please tell me that's your dog in the profile picture.
Hey, is it just me or can I smell your cunt through that picture?
Yeah.
Solid. I bet those tits fall apart out of a bra.
That's good.
That's just my skill. My skill is finding awful things with super hot chicks.
Yeah.
So I don't feel bad about them not wanting to fuck me.
What I bet you that there is like a top like tips on how to get chicks to respond to you. Pull up a blog.
You gotta neg them right out of the gate.
Neg them?
Yeah. Oh my you gotta God. Be like, you're fucking
you
ugly.
You gotta go rob them.
You want some watermelon? That's not okay, Gorman. Nobody likes that.
I'm just throwing some ideas out there. I thought this was like a safe space for men to exchange ideas.
All right, fair enough. Yeah. All right, we'll do it. We'll try it once. Okay,
cool.
How long have you been with Kyla?
6 years this year.
Wow.
Dude. Oh, wow. Any tips for long-term success?
Cheat.
Got to find a badass bitch.
Yeah,
dude.
Got to find a bad bitch.
Bad bitch.
Is your girl quiet?
Yeah.
It's not going to last.
Oh, shit. And well,
what do you mean?
It's all good.
Because Kyle is just loud as shit.
Oh, you need a loud ass bitch.
You do. I mean, that me my personal preferences.
I'll take Kyle as like the will leapfrog over Brian like a fucking parking meter to fight a guy on his defense.
Would she go to comedy festivals and hit on comedians to get drugs for both of you?
No.
Ah.
No.
So she's not as down
as that. What happens? Like, yo, you got fucking Molly?
Did you tell about the, didn't some guy try to grab her down at the festival?
Where?
She was sitting on the curb and some guy kept offering.
Some guy walked over, And he was like, she's like, oh, dude, no, the guy tried to abduct her.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, she was sitting right up the street. It was the first night. It was
a festival patron?
No.
No. This was Thursday night. Fucking
No incidents at Skankfest.
No, I mean...
No, it's not.
This was some dude.
This was nowhere near Skankfest. This wasn't at Skankfest.
No, this was up the street. We were at that brewery up the street, and she was going home to change and come back, and she's sitting on the curb waiting, smoking a cigarette, waiting on her Uber, and this guy pulls up in a silver pickup truck. He's like, hey, you lost? You waiting? She's like, no, I'm waiting on all my Uber. And she's like, all right, well, where are you going? I'm a pizza delivery guy. You know, I know this. And she's like...
I've never tried to abduct a chick smoking a cigarette.
And then she says some street. I think she made it up. He's like, that's exactly where I'm going. And then she just like, kind of laughed because she's like, the fuck out of here. But I was like, that's serious. That's got to happen. Talk about all-time
she's
worst
like,
picks.
I'm going to my pussy is wet boulevard.
Dude, Kyla,
on my pussy is wet boulevard.
Dude, Kyla on a fucking ship. In international waters, being bit on by Sultans is the funniest thing.
Oh, my God.
Yo, do you have any fucking air conditioning in here? It's hot.
She would have got kicked out of that car. She would have been the only abductee getting kicked out immediately. Dude, she would have got him like, yo, this truck is a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, this
do you clean
too
it
hard.
Ever? God, run this light. Hard, right? Yeah, fucking... She would have backseat drove him right into hell.
I mean, dude, getting abducted was like such a fucking thing back in the day. It still happens, I guess.
No, it's a thing
but
now.
Like phones,
I think so much.
With phones and internet, you gotta be fucking.
I think down in Texas, like big for
you. Gotta be horny to abduct a chick now.
No.
Your balls have gotta be fucking.
I don't think it's all about.
Up, dude.
You're talking about like one psychopath abductions. Yeah. That fucking shit. Wasn't there? There's a girl comic that said she was like taken and like.
Off stage.
Yeah. Who was that?
Yeah.
Remember, we didn't believe her.
Mara Merrick.
No, I actually, the story was pretty believable. She got like kidnapped and sold into sex slavery.
Where was she? How did they get her?
She was in Europe, and her father had a very special set of skills.
Classic.
He came all the way to Europe.
Wait, was it really in Europe or was it in New York?
No, I don't know. I think it was all here, she said.
It wasn't that good.
I think she was like drugged and kind of just killed.
Yeah, it wasn't cool enough. It was a really boring adventure.
But I mean, but they do say it. It seems like such a crazy fucking world. But I'm saying whatever Epstein was doing was essentially that. He was like rallying chicks to have these weird
parties. But he wasn't abducting chicks. He was just paying underage girls to like massage his rich friend.
No, but when he'd bring them out to the island, though, a lot of times it seemed like they were like they thought they were there for like we're the massage girls for the weekend, and it was like everyone's forever. Fucking you.
They disappeared though.
No, they didn't disappear. It is different than that. But I'm just saying like. That world of like
was defending him, he didn't keep him.
Well,
that world,
abducting a child and selling them into the black market is different than soliciting.
That's true.
Right. For some
one
awesome,
is one is no
awesome party. I mean, what do you want me to say?
Yeah,
one's awesome.
Yeah, one's awesome.
One obviously sucks dick and is not cool, and we do not condone that. You choose which one.
But I can't believe there's a market for it at all. There's a lot of people who really have no problem fucking someone who is not into it at all. It's such a weird thing for me to wrap my brain around. Like
every girl that's ever been with you.
Damn. Is so that what that face is?
It's hard for you to wrap your mind around the look you get every time.
I thought they're always frowning because they're sad I'm done. Oh, you think that's something different?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I don't get that's why I said like my days of fucking like a prostitute or an Asian whorehouse are like done because like it's just like ugh.
Now you only do it at night.
Yeah. My days of that are over. Yeah, during the daytime, I have a child.
Don't talk to me.
No, I just like Asian I can't wrap my brain around. Honestly, if, like fucking a girl with a buddy, I can't anymore. It's like that's just age. I think completely age. I don't have a thing where I'm like, how did I ever do that? I'm just like now. I think I would just make the choice. Like, you know, fucker.
You know what it is though. I know exactly what it is. It's you're no longer like for and this. I have a very similar thing. I think you're no longer a fat, desperate piece of shit.
In layman's terms.
It's not about age. It's not about anything else. You have enough availability of decent-looking chicks now that you're not like, okay, it's a pussy. It might never happen again.
Because, by the way, that was all of my earliest funny fuck stories are because it's like a girl where you're like, God, what are you doing? But you're like, she wanted the fuck, dude. It's warm and wet.
Yeah,
like I can't believe she wants to do it. Right. There is a lot of it. That is a lot of.
You're just a desperate piece of shit.
It's just that we're now if like a girl wanted this, like, hey, I'll fuck you and your buddy. I'm like, if you want to fuck him, you can. Like, go ahead.
Oh man, success has changed you, man. What happened?
It is weird.
Yeah, it's like when it's like how Hannibal Buress got all rich and cool all of a sudden, you know?
No, but you're almost right too. Like there's things.
Either one of starts if we fuck auto tune.
If we fuck the chick together. But back in the day, it was mostly based off of like we just wanted something to happen.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. It didn't matter.
I would. You remember I would go to the and we would go on the road together. I would open up for Jay. It wasn't even opening. It was literally doing guest spots. Jay was doing headlining work for feature pay. I was doing guest spots.
At most, I should say.
I was doing guest spots for weekends. We'd go to like Rhode Island for a 5-day extended trip, shows. I'm not getting paid anything.
They gave me $600 for a week. It was like under $200 a show.
It was crazy. Headline. It was crazy.
But I just said yes.
I was so happy to be there. I was so happy because we get to the hotel. I'm like, Jay, I'm just going to scour the hallways for women.
At nighttime.
Any women. And I would try to start up a conversation with literally anything.
Has to be parties. And you would just go up and down the halls.
Oh. And I go up every floor. We'd post.
And I'm so just not that person. But I would be like, by the way, I was all on board. I'm like, great.
I was like his hunting dog. Like nice. He like send me out.
That's terrifying.
I'd be like, absolutely, dude. Go fucking find it. I'll come where you're at when you tell me.
We would post on Craigslist Casual Encounter. Dude, I wish we could find it. Yeah, dude, time hop. Somebody get time hop.
Oh, fuck, man. As you're saying it, I'm like remembering that.
Three comedians in town. Like we were in the entertainment business.
You know why I'm remembering? The entertainment business. Dude, nice. You know, damn, dude, that's a good memory. You know why what it's making me think of? Because genuinely, Lewis is talking. But the time that Lewis is talking about.
We're in like a little shitty town. We're the entertainment business.
What Lewis is talking about, I headlined, and I'm not exaggerating, 3 or 4 places in the country, and they were all right here. So I'm just picturing the Hyatt at Stress Factory, the old hotel they used to have in Providence with the inside pool. That shitty hotel. And then there was Rascals Cherry Hill.
Rascals Cherry Hill.
That's a lot of them. Rascals Cherry Hill was a real just Pig Factory. That's I don't even terrifying. Know if we had ever fucked. It was just Hell Cherry Hill, Jersey.
There was another Rascals that was like underneath the train tracks.
It was you.
That was West Orange.
There was like fuck it. It was like trash cans with fire in them with like nice. Homeless people warming their hands outside of the
West Orange, New Jersey.
Yes, at Skid Row.
That was one of the most horrifying clubs I've ever performed at.
But Rascals, we used to go to these very few places. But they let me headline like every couple months when there was an empty spot. So
you would,
and also they let me headline because I would go there for like I would do these gigs for like under $1,000 for six. Also, that was when we were doing Wednesdays, Sunday to Anything. Sunday sometimes.
Oh wow.
When were you posting on Craigslist? Was that before the weekend? Did you throw it out
there? It's a horny idea. That's definitely
a horny idea.
Because we didn't have laptops, so I'd be doing it from the computers in the lobby of the hotel.
The workstation.
Just give our numbers?
Workstations, yeah.
And we just put our numbers in it?
Of course, dude.
Yeah.
We were so horny.
It was so before laptops. You're absolutely right.
I would hand draw.
We're in the entertainment business.
I talked about this recently.
We would go to the...
This is just in a room.
Montreal.
With regular people doing work stuff. just next to some real estate agent trying to get the next lead.
Montreal was another gig they let me do because I would do it for $600 for a weekend. They let me bring whoever.
We'd drive 7 hours.
So we would drive.
Jay wanted an entourage. He was making $700 for the weekend and he'd bring five openers.
Jay was willing to give up $200 of his $700 just to pay
an entourage.
And I was still under the thing because all the people who brought me to headline always paid for like my extras stuff, cigarettes and food. So I still did. Money worthless weekends.
He's a liar. He's never paid for anything.
Not cigarettes, but the food.
Maybe 2 years ago.
No, 2 years ago. For food and shit, you're crazy.
Maybe one meal you would buy.
No.
Yes.
Oh, no, that's wrong.
Do you guys think like having sex with the same woman made you better like podcast co-host as well?
Hold on, what?
Bonding
experience? Let's stay on this horniness. I gotta hear
Craigslist.
About
Jay. Dude. I will say Jay bought a lot of meals.
He bought you a lot of meals because you were his little bitch boy.
Also, I don't eat much.
Dave was great to get food for because he wouldn't eat it all. And then when I would walk through the trash, I would eat all his.
Jay would punish me for not allowing the room to be the temperature he wanted to be and not feed me.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you want to eat around Jay. Sure, you got to keep the temperature.
Jay's version of this fucking story where he didn't take any money so I could eat.
It never happened. I'm saying it was just to me. It wasn't even about making money. I was excited to go away and do.
No, I know, and
hang with my boys.
He would bring like dude, me, Nate, Vecchio. It was a great show. To be honest with you, it was fucking awesome.
Unbelievable shows.
But what we would do is we'd go to the pharmacy and we'd grab a couple Sharpies, and I would hand draw signs that say "Show your boobs." And every time we'd pass a girl on the highway, I'd smack the sign against the window, and she would
everything from giggle and laugh. One time, giving their number.
90% of the time, they would just make an angry face and try to slow down.
So we'd go past them. It was so funny. By the way, this would be, and it's funny. I just camped the other day.
A Me Too like car.
I'm saying. We never thought. That's why
Me Too.
Me Too.
Smack. Show your tits.
That's the thing. By the way,
instead of like bang or boob, tits.
Can I tell you something?
No.
It said boobs.
Oh, because we were trying to be. Yeah, like four O's.
Says boobs. They're not creeps.
Yeah, we're not creeps. But here's the thing.
I was on the other side.
But here's the thing. Today, that's why I came up for me the other day. I was talking about it. I'm like, man, we would get in trouble. Like, in trouble for
You might for telling the story.
No. No one ever showed their tits. We just found out who was cool and who wasn't
worse.
Cool.
That's worse.
We can tell a story as long as... This is why you hear like people telling stories about them... You know, raping children in a bus somewhere or whatever.
What?
And a few comedians have stories like that.
Right?
Bus rape?
It's your story. Yeah. But you know, everybody's ripped.
There's
kids
no victim to come forward. If it's just simply your dumb story, then you go, no, I was just kidding. So that never really happened, Dave. This is a made up story that didn't really happen.
I know. I was just trying to prod you into making that disclaimer.
Good. None of this happened.
I don't even think the signs are the creepiest part. You ratting around the fucking levels looking for girls while you stayed back.
Dude, there was times
you just have like a door half open, like peeking out.
Dude, there was times when girls would
send
like,
him out for pussy.
They would take off and try to speed away from us.
Step on it.
they would try to speed away from us and like act like they didn't see the sign. But if they didn't like acknowledge it with their eyes, the same way like a comedian will acknowledge the light when they get the light, like they, just they, give they like a the little eye. If they didn't acknowledge it, I'm like,
speed up,
get on the other side of them. We did some dangerous maneuvering to sexually harass these girls. I shit you not.
What were you driving in?
It was your Hyundai.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, probably.
What were we talking
about? It wasn't a nice car. It wasn't.
No, it was like a Santa Fe.
Ooh.
Like an old Santa Fe.
If any girl showed their titties, it was because their father raped them that day.
I mean, I've never been
like
flashed.
She would have answered the question.
I've never been purposely flashed in my life.
It was that day.
Ever.
I have. A few times.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just like a dumb, but like big things. Like, I mean, dude, the Eagles Super Bowl parade was just
No, I don't mean that. I'm not saying a woman. I'm saying flashing for you personally. Like, saw you.
Oh, no. Never. Just me chilling and titties.
Yeah.
Never, I wish.
Had that. Never had a girl in a car just pass by and show a boob.
Nah, man. That would be a
I don't think they do
utopia.
That a lot.
Just
yeah.
I've been in cars with girls who show tits.
I think you're watching
before.
A lot of
I've been
80s beach movies.
I've been in the car where that has been afforded to somebody else.
What?
Really?
Dude, how? Never,
you got cocked like, on a tits
I've been
show?
In a giant I've been in a giant stretch limo with a jacuzzi on top and all the girls
by yourself?
Showed their boobs.
I thought you'd been by yourself just in that.
What's up, babes?
I was at Snoop Dogg's bachelor party one time.
You didn't know, but
where are you hanging middle? You see this happening.
It was a girl who, a stripper that I'd hung out with before. I've also been, I used to drive strippers around a bunch. Don't forget.
Yeah.
His origin
story. That
makes
more sense.
So shit like that. But I mean, the a person driving by doesn't know it's a stripper necessarily. Right. They're just like, oh shit, nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
They've had to like change in cars before.
Did any of them like, yo, slow down, I'm going to show tits at this guy walking down the street?
No.
Mm.
No. Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors. For fans of ours over the age of 21, let's tell you about Fully Loaded Chew. The holiday season's fast approaching, and a lot of our fans are either still smoking cigarettes like losers, it's so cool, or hitting those vape pens like a wiener.
Damn, God, those guys
suck. They love it so much. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, so we're not suggesting this is to any new users, but if you're like me and you love nicotine, if it's 80% of your blood, try Fully Loaded Chew.
And a lot of people that are chewing as well are choosing to use Fully Loaded Chew as an alternative as well, because it is tobacco-free nicotine. It's less bad shit that's going into your mouth. Their motto for the company is save a lip, because when people are chewing tobacco, it does put a lot of fucked up chemicals in your mouth.
A lot.
So it's whether you're trying to give up on smoking, vaping, if you're trying to cut back on doing regular chew, they have it all, and they do have the different nicotine levels as well. They have full strength, half strength, and then they have absolutely nicotine free.
And a bunch of flavors.
Yeah, and a bunch of flavors. Jay, I know you love the peach.
My jam.
That is your jam. Wintergreen, mint, or bourbon if you're an alcoholic.
I want to chew my booze. Listen, the team at Gas and Fully Loaded worked together to put together a killer promotion offer for you. Go to FullyLoadedChew.com. Use the promo code GAS1. That's GAS number one for a free tin and free shipping.
Wow.
Check it out. Save a lip with Fully Loaded Chew. All right, let's get back into it.
Are you a roadhead guy?
No, dude, my gut's too close to the steering wheel.
Are you a smash your girl's head into your steering wheel with your stomach?
I have to drive like a Puerto Rican teenager.
How is that? Are you a roadhead guy? I was like, what? That'd be funny if you're like...
I gotta be way back. I've gotten it before. I don't care. When I was younger,
I loved getting roadhead.
Really?
But I'm not.
Yeah.
To this day, dude.
Yeah, and that means nothing to me.
Could ruin
your head under this table right now.
Could ruin your Uber rating.
Nah, I don't give a shit about that anymore. I mean, in the back of a cab would make more sense than like to me than driving, get my dick sucked.
Yeah,
like
cabs are horny.
I got my dick sucked recently in the back of a cab, and we had to stop because I could tell the guy knew something was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did the thing where he like, looked up and he was making eye contact with me, and I was like,
Do you drop?
Buzz, you like?
Yes, you like.
You like?
Is lots of tongue? Yes.
And I had to act like I had to go down and tell her something. I was like, hey, guys.
Did you tip extra?
Like, no.
Nice.
No, because he doesn't know once you're out of the Uber.
Tip of that dick.
You're out of the Uber.
Yeah.
It's right?
Over. What happens in
you
that?
You gotta tip an Uber.
You do tip
the Uber? Only time I tip an Uber is when I open the app in front of my girlfriend. And I was like, oh, hey, look, I'm tipping him.
Oh, that's great.
Damn it, I had a tip.
But you would think the guy who, you know, you got your dick sucked in the back of his car and he seemed not happy about it. You'd be like,
he already has to give me my rating. He already has to give me my rating. So
I'm not saying
the fact that I don't have a good rating has nothing to do with my lack of tipping. It's just
the dick sucking. It's your behavior. It's
the behavior and personality.
Yeah, it's your behavior.
Nice.
The tipping means nothing. Let's get into some of these subjects here.
Let's do plugs real quick.
Okay.
We're halfway through or so.
All right. Well, a little
plug or risky.
Close. Yeah, Joe Gorman, go ahead, plug your stuff.
Hell yeah, man. If you like or hate me, please subscribe to my Patreon for The Loud Boys. It's a podcast I run with my buddies Robbie Goodwin and Dalton Pruitt. We're doing all right. We got a show at The Stand December 8th. It's The Loud Boys Save Christmas. And then we're going to be back in Texas January 15th. So be sure to check out our Instagram at Loud Boys Pod, and follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Joe W. Gorman.
Sick.
Brian.
At Brian Six on Instagram and Twitter. Listen to podcasts I do with Ryan Shaner. You fucked it. Patreon, all that stuff. Shane, and then, dude, you know the only show I'm plugging right now. Thanksgiving week, Philadelphia.
Hell yeah.
Big J's coming home. We're going to burn that place down.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun fucking weekend.
I think my parents are coming Wednesday.
Hell yeah. Wednesday's going to be the party.
Oh, it's going to be
the biggest drinking night of the year. Already. Yeah, I
Philly's
didn't know
super
that.
Retarded before fucking the night before Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, because their moms...
Well, they never left.
So they can wake up at 2 to start cooking.
None of them left the city.
Lewis, go ahead, buddy.
Got a couple days coming up. November 26th, 27th, Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie with Great Zach Amico. December 17th and 18th, the Dark Comedy Festival, also with the Great Zach Amico. I'll be January 13th through 15th, Lexington, Kentucky. The 21st and 22nd, Hartford, Connecticut. I'm going to be in Ontario, California, Chicago, Illinois, Providence, Rhode Island, Kansas City, Missouri, and more. Lots of dates coming up all throughout this winter and this spring. Go to lewisofskanks.com to grab those tickets. And make sure you subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. If you guys love the show, you get every episode of Legion of Skanks, all ad-free, uncensored, in one place. Use the promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial. And also, go to podcast merch. We have a bunch of brand new merch that we're going to be dropping over the next couple weeks for Christmas. If you guys want to get all the limited edition merch, make sure you guys order by December 6th to guarantee shipping by Christmas. Really, really cool shit. I got to show you guys all the new designs that are coming out. They're going to be fucking sick.
Fuck yeah.
Damn. Oh, and my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Go subscribe there. I do giveaways. I play video games. I play Warzone, Fortnite, and Rocket League at least a few days a week.
Dave?
And also,
you can catch Lewis. Nothing really, just part of the problem here on the network. That's all. I'm taking the rest of the year off.
Where can people watch you play video games?
People can watch me. Oh, man. I haven't played a video game in a long time. I think I'd be like a fucking real dad playing video games now. It's been too long.
You're such an adult,
man. I feel like I'd get wrecked.
When's the last time you played any video game?
Dude, I would fuck your world up.
I mean, I may have played like one. I played the UFC game.
Oh.
Like, before my 2018.
So, you were dicking around with the VR.
That's all I really played.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I fucked around with the VR a little bit. Well, I did that boxing a little bit.
Yeah.
And then just got bored of it. But that's it. But like playing with, I don't know, playing like Madden or something with someone, it's way too long.
Yeah, come see me in 2K. Come see me. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. Of course, we said Thanksgiving weekend, everybody. Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, going to be home at Helium. And then a whole bunch. I have Stress Factory after that. New Year's Eve weekend, I'm going to be at Providence, Rhode Island at the Comedy Connection. And then first half of the year is already just stupid with dates. So just pay attention over on BigJComedy.com. All the dates will be released as tickets become available. But I am going all over the place, so fuck yeah. Some place I've never been before, too, so keep posted, looking for your city. Of course, listen to the SDR show right here on the Guest Digital Network and Bonfire, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103, Mondays through Fridays, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern.
It's a Lewis prank.
What is this?
It's a Lewis prank.
Have someone in your life that you don't like who happens to smoke dabs. Have them smoke your boogers.
Nice.
Dude, you've been trying to sell that all that. You tweeted that like 16 hours ago.
I posted it to Instagram and I said, Big J, read it.
Dude, you're so into it.
Dude, that's a fucking solid prank to play on somebody, dude.
You just did the having dad. Somebody, like,
having somebody dab your boogers is the most fucked up thing you can do. Would it dab? Would it turn into a vape? And would you be able to
no, it would just burn up.
It would probably make but some would, weird reaction.
Yeah, so does the dabs, though. But would it turn into a vapor that you could smoke?
Yeah. The moisture of the fucking booger would be vaporized, and then the crust itself would just
oh
fuck
man,
up
I hate
dab
this conversation. I like this one,
dude. The idea of because what would it taste like? What would it? Oh, it would be so gross.
Probably be flavorless.
Did you try?
No. I want to do it to somebody though. Some man dabs an actual booger.
It's fucking that's dab time. Fast, dude.
That is fucking.
That looks like the one green room.
I'm seeing it. I didn't think of this.
What a
fuck yeah.
This fucking thing. I don't know why that's particularly so gross.
I can't tell you why that's so gross. I can't explain it to you. What is his reaction? Yeah. Can we see the guy's reaction?
Damn, fucking, I hated he's that. Flying, dude. He's fucking flying. Look at that guy. Hell yeah.
Does he tell him?
Why is there a baby there?
That's gross. I really want to see you blow up. I mean, I guess I'll finish it, retorch it. That's
why wouldn't
gross,
you? I guess I'll finish. Look at this fucking
man
idiot.
Dabs actual booger.
That's fucking disgusting. That's rancid. Look at Jay.
That was like
that sucks.
Jay is bothered.
That's like a cutscene from the new Jackass film.
That's blech. I don't like boogie stuff.
Yeah?
Nah.
But you would dab a woman's shit in a heartbeat.
No would way. You,
no
hot
way.
Girl. Really hot girl. No. I'm doing like, who's the hottest girl in the world in your mind?
I don't know. You're making a mistake on what you think. I'd watch her shit. I don't want to interact with her shit at all.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's just poop.
What if she said, all right, she's going to take a shit, and then she's going to rub it under your eyes like football paint?
No way.
You wouldn't let her do a hot
no way,
chick,
dude.
But then, hold on, wait. Then she'll tell you to go long, and nah. She'll fire a cannon.
Is it going to be right in the numbers?
Right in the numbers.
Now you got me thinking. No, there's no way, dude. I'm so bad with, like, yucky, icky shit, man. I was raised by chicks.
What do you consider yucky icky?
Dude, I don't want to touch. I won't touch like a fish, living or dead.
What about earwax?
You won't touch a fish. You've never eaten fish?
No, I don't mean like that. I'm talking about like
a raw fish.
Like fishing sure. Fish. Like yeah. If not, no, dude, no way.
Like if there was a fish on a hook.
Nah.
Yeah.
Taking the hook. We had this. Me and my father.
You just let it die.
No, I'll tell you what. Me and my father did. He told me take the fish off the hook, and I was like, no, you take it off the hook. He was catching these little dumb fish off a dock. I go, he goes, take it off the hook. I go, Dad, you left when I was 3, so this is icky to me. And he was like, you got to take off the hook, or I'm not taking off the hook. And I went, all right, you just signed this motherfucker's death certificate. And I put my foot on the fish, and I just reeled the hook until it ripped out of his head.
Jeez.
And then I kicked it back in the water, and I go, you killed that, you son of a bitch. You killed
How old were you?
Fish.
That's some cold shit, dude.
14.
Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I'm not touching that story.
I'm not touching it.
Anyway.
That's like the end of
then
a movie.
Then Jay kicked a puppy in the face.
Yeah, dude.
Said, yeah, dude. Yeah. Like,
I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was here with a bunch of Aquaman.
Fish
are What's fucking up? Weird.
Are you guys from Atlantis?
Yeah.
My grandpa used to break sand sharks' nose and kill them and throw them back because those sand sharks will swallow the hook. So you can't get out. So you just punch them in the face, break their nose, and throw them off the wall. There'd be like 10 of them around the boat by the end of the day just because they can't dive.
Oh,
a
wow.
Shark can't dive when you break its nose. And they'd bob for it and just die.
Sitting there like Harrington?
Yeah.
Yeah, so no, all that icky shit. So no, I don't want to see. My point, I'm not into shit. I will watch a woman. I've made the point that I would watch a hot chick shit because you're like, well, if you're going to watch her shit, she's going to be naked. So I'd check her out naked.
Do you watch?
I won't mind that she
Would you let a hot chick piss directly into your mouth?
Yes. I've done that on the SDR. I did that on an SDR
and we
show.
We found
thing.
The line of icky.
Yeah.
Well, no, we did it on the SDR show.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you spit it all over my fucking table?
It wasn't here. It was still at Ralph's house then.
It was probably still my table.
No. It was his floor and towels.
All right.
Did you let a girl piss in your mouth?
No.
From the pussy.
From where do you think
For
it
what?
Came? Where do you think
where
the heat comes
that,
from?
Was she pissing into that water world thing that Kevin Costner made?
No. I'm saying it wasn't like she pissed in a cup and then you put it in your mouth.
No, but I'll be honest with you. I'd have a significantly harder time with that for some reason.
What if she pissed into a glass straight from and the then tap? Gave it yeah. to you?
No, because your right. mouth is next to her
right
pussy.
By her snatch. Yeah. That is the whole thing.
Was she hot?
Yeah. You go from the fountain. Yeah.
Hot wow. chick. Who yeah. was the chick? Was it porn chick?
Yeah.
What was her name?
I don't remember.
I forget this girl's name.
It's like, I don't know. She was Asian.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I know her.
Esther Koo.
Esther Koo.
There you go.
Esther Koo. Now that you're saying it, that does ring a bell. No, I forget her name. Ralph would know. Someone text Ralph.
Yeah.
Ask Ralph who's the girl peed in our mouth.
And then pull up her videos online.
Yuck.
Yeah. She took a squirt in our mouths. Yeah, that wouldn't freak me out so much. But no way.
Was
shit.
It a squirt or poop? Piss?
I don't this want is, a hot chick. Squirt. I wouldn't want to have a hot chick fart in my face.
Why not?
Those videos sell, dude.
You don't like it when you're like walking up an escalator and like a woman's walking up an escalator in front of you, but her ass is right by your face, but it's in public, so it's not frowned upon.
Oh yeah, frowned I was going to say some reason that you that why yeah. a fart's not that big a deal.
Yeah,
no,
that's
I wouldn't
want to
cool. fart though. If I, no, none of that. I'm not into gross shit, really.
Yeah,
but yeah, they can piss in my mouth.
I'm not into gross shit. I occasionally let a chick piss in my mouth, yeah. but I don't know.
Different.
I'm not one of these people.
Well, listen, everyone's gauge of gross, I assume, is different. I think smoking
I know,
a booger.
I know what you mean.
I'm trying to think the yeah. amount of money you can get me to smoke the hottest chick's
to
booger,
dab,
dude.
To dab a booger was the number. To just take one dab of one booger.
I mean. Fucking like six figures.
No,
six
come
figures,
on.
Six figures. I don't know. We can make that happen. What are we talking? Mid? Low?
To smoke a booger?
$100,000 on the table? You do it.
It has to be a big ass.
I just said low.
I think $50,000. In the cash
How
on the
big's
table.
The booger,
50?
Though? What's your normal
size booger, dude?
Right. If Joe Rogan relaunched Fear Factor,
Joe Rogan
I thought you were going to say yeah. a booger. Like Joe Rogan relaunched a huge booger.
Right in the air.
Rogan's probably got cannonballs.
Oh, absolutely.
Would you dab a Rogan ball
for $100,000?
$50,000
in cash on the table.
No.
Why is it going down?
Because I feel
he's
like
he's trying to find the bottom. I get it. I get it.
I mean, I see think where you're going. The but... cash is in front of you right now.
Yeah. Nope.
Wow.
Wow.
All right.
So what are you saying? What's your basement, Jay? $200,000?
I think I'd probably $100,000. I'd probably be like
$100,000
to it.
All right. I think we can crowdsource this, guys. We need $100,000 to get Jay.
It's going to be very un.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It's so disgusting.
It's fucking horrible.
Yeah, I'm not a.
Ugh. I bet you I can get Ori to dab a booger.
Absolutely, man.
That's like the next level of dosing. It's not even fun. You don't even get high.
What if
it's not? It's not quite as friendship ruining in some way.
What if like?
Would you be more bad man if I made you dab a booger or dose you with acid against your will?
What if I made money for
no, there's no money.
No money.
This is a separate conversation.
Your
either
friend,
I, Jay,
you
I
just lost your $100,000.
Your friend,
or you dose me.
Your friend dabs gives you
dose.
A booger.
I'd rather you dose me.
Yeah, the booger stays with you. Dose it, you'll come down off the acid.
And I know how much he hated being dosed.
Yeah,
yeah.
Dude, if you gave Jay a booger instead of a dab, that would end. It would end your friendship.
It would be hard. It'd be hard to bounce back from. I can't lie.
That is an awfully weird prank to pull on someone.
That's the best.
Dab a booger.
A dab of
Wait,
booger.
That wasn't a prank.
You
that video,
said,
though.
No.
That
wasn't
a
prank. No, I'm just saying what Lewis is proposing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Would be, you would never see that coming.
No.
No, because you're like, because it looks so much...
And
it
even
looks
if you thought, does, is that a booger? You go, there's no way this guy just put a booger down there.
Yeah, dude, light it.
What is he, my mortal enemy?
Why would someone do this unless they wish me harm?
Yeah. You could reply back to that with like a
Did I kill
dick,
this
like,
guy's father before he grew up?
Yeah, bro,
what is
I
going
put a booger
on right
in
now?
There, whatever. Lighten it.
Is this a long time vendetta that has come to a head? Why would you do this to me?
Oh, shit. All right, let's talk about some of these topics here.
I want you to see. Have you seen the video of the guy crying on the
stage? No, I have. I don't even know who Kyle Rittenhouse is. People.
Oh, he's this poor guy who was just doing the right thing. Raked across the coals.
I don't like this. Kind of like he's a poor guy who did the wrong thing. Lewis, he's a hero who did that. He was. he was changed the face of the country.
Who is Kyle Rittenhouse?
He did what needed to be done, and let's just leave it at that.
He was 17 at the time, and he went to like some Black Lives Matter like riot.
Oh, kind of shot
and fucking. He was like the videos at least when he was talking. He's like, I'm just here to clean up graffiti, and there's pictures of him cleaning up graffiti.
But he's got an AK-47,
an AR-15, and he's like there, like you know, kind of like I believe in my gun rights and this and that, and I'm gonna help people. I have training as a medic and. If I see property being damaged, I'll try to stop that. And that's like the interview you see. And then it cuts to the 17-year-old at this riot just sprinting while people are like sprinting at him. And they're all fucking yelling at him. It's all this crazy situation. And he falls with the gun. And he's down. And one of them comes with a skateboard and like swings at his head.
Oh, yeah.
And he misses and he shoots him. And then another fucking dude, I forget what happened. He shot him. And then a third dude runs up. Was chasing him the whole time with the, or maybe that guy was first, the handgun, and he shoots the dude when he points the gun at him in the hand that the gun is.
He just threw something.
Did he kill anybody?
That was the skateboard.
Two of them. Yeah, two of them.
Oh, he killed two people.
But he's, it's pretty wild, the case. It's looking like he's going to get off. Like it's
he's going to get off.
The whole thing going around is like him crying because it's like, what is that, dude?
That's what we're going to watch. Like, that's all it's about. It's not even about the story. I mean, getting your shit together, dude. You might go to jail. You might go to jail, motherfucker. Dude, you better not let me see that.
Dude, if he goes to jail and the inmates see that video,
absolutely, dude. The fucking crybabies are the first ones they rape, dude.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. He's going to get just skull fucked.
Yeah, I
mean, amongst other things. Things they might want to rape him for, but definitely that fucking face.
So why is he getting? So he's going to get off because essentially saying they were saying it was self defense.
Yeah.
Well, So they're saying it's self defense, but just there's just been moments in the trial. I mean, there were a few that were almost comical. That like, there are these moments. It was like out of My Cousin Vinny, the judges just lashing out at the prosecution because they're doing fucked up shit. The prosecution literally, while he was testifying, the kid Kyle Rittenhouse, they start going. So after
Homo say what?
You got two of them?
Did you see it really was like a fucking My Cousin Vinny moment? So he goes like he's like, so you have this whole story, your whole defense now, but you were silent for days after you got arrested. And the judge is like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And he sends the jury out of the room and he goes, you can't start grilling a fucking person for exercising their right to remain silent and planning their defense. Like, that's like, why? You can't make it seem to the jury like there's something shady about that. And he's like screaming at him. And then at one point they were the kid who got shot in the hand is testifying. And they're like, and the defense lawyer.
Holy fuck.
See, the defense lawyer's like grilling him, and he's like, okay, but like, did you threaten my client's life? And he's like, no, not at all. And he's like, were you chasing him? And he's like, no, I was running in the same direction as him. And he's like, you ran up on him and pointed your gun at him. And he's like, yes, I did. He goes, and he shot you. And he's like, correct. And he's like, and when you did, before you pulled the gun out, he didn't shoot you. And he didn't shoot you until you pulled the gun out and pointed it at him. And he's like, yeah, that's correct. And the prosecuting lawyer just puts his head down.
Oh, yeah,
his hands
I did see that one, yeah.
At the fucking thing. Like, I couldn't believe he didn't even hold in acting. Like, he just threw his head down. Yeah. Like, he was just like, well, we're fucked, everybody.
So real quick.
It was insane. So, anyway, he's getting off. He'll probably be on the show.
Yeah, that's.
Looks like a case of all's well that ends well.
We got Skankfest next year, headlining.
Dude, he's the special guest.
I don't know, dude. I mean,
he's 18 now. Yeah. So
the way this kid falls apart on the stage.
Oh, let's see it. I want to see him, please.
He might get three to five for that face. Rittenhouse. Like, what the fuck was that, man?
And show the leading up to it where
here we go.
Yeah, normal looking. Watch this thing morph.
Looks like Shane.
Yeah,
oh, he does.
Kyle Gillis, dude. Watch him morph.
Mr. Rosenbaum was now running from my right side, and I was cornered from in front of me with Mr. Zeminski.
Yikes.
Uh-oh.
Poor guy.
And there were...
Let me see. He's like...
This guy's a fucking baby, dude.
He's young.
Yeah, just crying about shit, dude.
I don't know, dude. He killed two people.
Yeah, but then he should be. But then, like, he undoes it by being a crybaby about it.
I mean, that face.
You're right, dude. It's a wash.
Yeah.
But what if, right at the end of this, he goes, "It was just so awesome the way I killed those guys.
I can't stand it.
I just fucking smoked these guys.
I didn't think I had it in me, but like, I was so fucking badass that day. The way, in the face of danger, I ended their fucking worthless lives.
And my dad was like, "Now you got the juice."
Death to all pigs! White power!
They're not even people, really.
I can't believe there should be a license to be able to kill them if I want to.
Not even worth the bullets that I use on them.
This does look forced, too. Like, get out of my neighborhood.
I mean, it's not.
It wouldn't happen. It's called white flight. The white people are just so easily leaving. And then black families move in.
Why is no one talking about Chicago?
They start putting up basketball hoops on all the hockey courts. Before you know it, my sister's getting dicked out by one of these animals. My mom says it's okay. Your Honor, can I read this, please? Oh, God. Oh, I'm losing it. Oh,
he's like convulsing.
Oh, I'm losing it. Oh.
Yeah.
Look at this.
What a wiener.
But they take the break right here, right? That'd be so sick. The judge suspected it. It's like, okay, I'll be right back.
Dude, the judge
just like straight walk away.
The judge really gives me, goes, "Hey, let's take a recess. Dude, get a grip." The judge really is like, yo. Right.
He was like, end scene.
Yeah, like, holy shit, dude. Pull it together.
Yeah.
Queer.
I live by nature.
By the way, it was all white people, just for the record.
Yeah, no,
he didn't kill any blacks.
All right, Dave, we get it, dude. You're fucking Republican.
No, I'm saying,
Do it a bit, dude.
I'm saying it wasn't a complete success. Is all I'm saying.
You're running for the fucking. You're running for office for those people. We get it. We're just trying to fucking do a bit. It's funnier if you kill black people.
All right, fine. All right, let's. There's a racial rampage video. Do we want to finally have something racist to talk about? Since this guy's just killing whites.
Kill Whitey.
Somebody spliced
dude.
In that Rambo scene.
Kill Whitey.
Scene.
Yeah. Kill Whitey.
Is that the only scene? White. Is that all of it from the renounced video, the original one where he's running? Isn't there another?
There were a couple angles.
Okay, yeah, because somebody spliced people, in him running, and when he turned around to shoot, somebody spliced in Rambo just hip shooting. Fucking hysterical.
All right.
What's this other video?
You know, Dave's on fucking Team Rittenhouse.
I'm on Team Justice.
I think we're all on Team Rittenhouse.
It's not even like you don't even have to be on the team, dude. If he fucking like
guys are
murdered
guns
some people
on
and it looked like that in the fucking trial and shit, I'd be like, oh yeah, he fucking killed those people. That's not cool.
Yeah.
Even though they were one of them was like a child molester, communist, whatever.
Damn,
you know, so
dude.
Kinda,
oh, were people chasing?
Yeah. One of them turned out to be a child molester. It's always really
the people with the
and
worst then, like, records are like, you know what? I'm going to go viral.
They're like, listen.
This will work out for me.
Remember, they're also
like, you
just,
raped an 8-year-old. No, it won't, dude.
He raped like five like kids.
Oh,
not
Jesus.
Raped, probably, but like he like you know got convicted of some weird shit with like five different kids. And it is pretty funny that same guy is like social justice rally tonight. Yeah, absolutely. And if things get wild, you know what I mean? Dude. Like maybe we'll fucking like.
And people always say like, I can't wait till that pedophile goes to jail. You know, I can't wait till they go to jail and get fucking killed. And then this guy fucking kills a pedophile. And like, no, he's going to go to jail. What fucking society are we living in, man?
It does seem weird.
All of it's illegal to shoot pedophiles now? That doesn't sound like my America.
That seems like that could have been his defense. Like, did you want me to wait to go to jail till I started killing pedophiles?
Yes. All right. What were we watching where there was it the documentary about the guy who like fucked the daughter and the dad and the mom? Maybe it was.
Abducted in plain sight.
Or abducted in plain
maybe
sight.
It was, but maybe it was something else. But they were talking about like how the molested, like very often, like they like it. Like they like. They
he converted the dad.
They enjoy it.
Dad.
Enjoy
dad.
Oh,
I was like, I didn't know I had
but, like,
these feelings,
like,
dude.
Like getting your dick sucked rules. So like you're like an 8-year-old boy getting your dick sucked by this dude, and this dude's sucking your dick all awesome. You're like, this fucking.
Like, Jesus, Uncle Terry, you're so good at. Oh, it's amazing. This rules. Is this what pure joy is?
It's that meme where it's like when you come and he keeps sucking, it's like, oh. It's like, cross eyes.
It's Kyle Rittenhouse crying. Oh, God. I've never felt a mouth that wet.
All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is Fume, sometimes mispronounced Fum.
Fum.
Fume is a natural inhaler.
Oh, hey, Dave, my breath feels kind of sticky. Can I get some Gume?
Sure, Lewis. Have a nice stick of Gume. Let me tell you about Fume, the natural inhaler that makes it easy to get the benefits of superplants on the go.
Canadian-made wood, dude, in your mouth.
Canadian-made wood in your mouth, no electronics, no chemicals, just cores filled only with the benefits of superplants. Jay, you've always been a superplant kind of guy.
Oh, shit, you know I get down with that shit. Allergy relief, relaxation, nicotine replacement, that's my shit.
I know. If you're still smoking, you really are doomed.
And I've been... I'm so doomed. It's a great nicotine replacement. It's got a pocket fit. You slide your favorite cores into the Fume. You breathe in the benefits of Mother Nature. It's that simple. They have cores that'll help you if you're trying to quit smoking. They have Fumes for allergy relief. They have these cores are absolutely amazing.
Energy,
check them out.
Calming, stress relief, mood boosting, everything.
Reassurance. All kinds of shit. Pre-workout energy boosters. I think there's meth in that core. Hey, listen, head over to BreatheFume.com. Check it out for yourself. BreatheFume.com. It's BreatheFume.com/Legion. And use the code Legion. You're going to save yourself 10% and breathe in the benefits of the world's super plants today. Check it out. Maybe help somebody. Give it as a gift. Holiday season's coming up. If someone's trying to quit smoking, you could help them out with this a little bit. Give it a shot. BreatheFume.com/Legion. 10% off when you use the code Legion. All right. Let's get back into it. What's Prior Lakes High School student post racial rampage video to social media?
I thought it was Gabby Potato at first.
Oh, she kind of
looks like her. She's a cute chick.
It's a girl again?
Yeah, cute blonde broad who is drunk. It's another one of these ones where she's drunk and she's got her cell phone video. She's like, I'm going to let black people know how we all really feel.
Finally.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
Finally, white girl Gabby says what we're all thinking.
Dude,
oh, look at this asshole.
She's
what's
ready.
Up?
Here we go.
It's never a good idea, high school kids.
Suicide, self-harm.
How old is she? High school?
I don't know.
Look how frustrated she is. She's like, God, do you need me to say this?
Niggers. Nobody fucking wants niggers. I'm sorry you are so fucking dark that you can't fucking, you're so hot.
You can't get anybody.
You can fucking rot in hell. You fucking made them leave. You dark ass nigger. Dark ass chocolate bar. Get the fuck out of here.
That's pretty good.
Dark ass chocolate bar.
No one likes it.
She took a little time, but she got somewhere.
I can't, was a slide I can't over. Tell what's was the problem. There more I mean, like, video? I understand what she's saying. But
she's an angel.
I don't get what the
prop did.
Just kids being kids, man.
But she's like saying nothing.
No, she said you were the one who kicked them out. She's referring to something.
Yeah, she's talking about a specific person.
I just love this podcast is literally just some white chick saying that, and then everyone going, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, it's like, wait a minute, really how she started, though.
I don't even really see what's...
We didn't see what happened before this video started, though.
I don't know.
What happened?
A black person did something to her recently in her life.
What did they do?
Yeah. What did this fucking black monster do to this poor little Aryan angel to make her... Her only discourse is going on Instagram and saying it like it is.
Dude, the ball. Also, this... maybe I don't know what's going on in the middle of the country, but
that would be so funny. It's hashtag,
I feel like this is such
south.
This
like,
is such,
damn, dude.
This is such like rare air now. I mean, young people being that like.
I bet it's more common than we think.
You think so?
I bet so.
On social media,
we all said racist stuff in high school.
No, what I'm saying was that
we
on
all
her
said
social media
on
was that
today's
video
podcast.
Yeah, so I think it's just like I think it's like kids still do it. It's just sometimes they get more traction.
Well,
now
here's I think people are more careful now because of social media and they have cell phones. So it's like you're not seeing a girl look at the phone doing that because it is known that this is like that's the ruining her life. But she's drunk. She's a drunk 16-year-old. Oh yeah,
probably.
Well,
That was her.
You can't recognize a drunk teenage girl. Come on,
this one can.
Call me crazy.
It's from those years you had him running around hotels scurrying for your pussy. He's like, I noticed her right away.
Go ahead. Keep on playing it. There's more to it, right?
She's going
to
get her own Netflix special soon.
Please. Bobby, why don't we continue to play it?
Just give me a second. I just closed it out.
Was that her social media? Or did someone get it off of like an IG Live?
Right, she's probably an IG Live, I bet. Okay. Dude, that's how everyone gets popped these
days.
That's
what I mean. So
is that it, really?
Some little fucking tattletale fucking request.
Oh, yeah, they're all over it.
Gets us in trouble for speaking our mind.
What is her next day at school like when this goes viral?
A lot of high fives. A lot of
high fives. She walk in like, dude, fucking Bender at the end.
I mean, dude, I mean, any black kids in that school, like she is... They are gunning for her. She's got a bounty on her.
I don't think she goes to school with too many minorities.
Yeah, it seems like there's only like three or four black kids at the school if they're talking, you know, if she's talking that way.
There's another video. Is this a slide over?
Let's see.
You fucking made them leave. Yeah. Who'd they make leave?
That's what I'm saying. They didn't. We don't know.
I'm sure.
Dark ass.
So it was obviously something happened and she went off.
Chocolate bar, get the fuck out of here.
No, I'm sorry, you fucking can't get anybody.
Snow bunny videos 4 years from now.
No one likes niggers.
Wow.
Okay, so they're shitting on some person in their school.
That's
like,
exactly what it is. Yeah.
They're trying to get someone real upset.
Dude, that smile is going to be so
you know how hot this girl's going to be? Yeah. You know how hot she's going to be?
This girl
is going to be so fucking hot.
Can I say, she's going to be so hot, and her life is likely not going to be even slightly affected by it.
Dude.
You're right. She is going to be so.
Look at all the
shares.
That's
her now?
That's her now.
Yeah. Dude.
Look at all the shares. Over almost 6,000
shares. Everyone's going to judge her on what she said on that.
This is a while ago. This is December 31st, 2020.
How old is she?
Yeah, but it's probably blown up since all the shit came out. Yeah, so this is that's the problem, though, is that there will be these videos right now. I mean, I don't know where she's like at school or some shit like that, but that type of shit is like will get you like kicked out of fucking school.
Is this on your
University of Alabama? They did that. Those girls got caught.
But I'm saying this is on a permanent record. The rest of like literally.
Oh yeah,
there's no such thing as a permanent record.
If she
well, I mean, this is what they're talking about. Like, if she goes social profiles online, like yeah,
if she goes all through medical school and wants to become a doctor, will she not?
I think that this will affect her for the rest of her life.
Wow, man.
I think this will like now. She's a hot blonde chick. She'll likely just marry some dude who does not give a fuck about that at all.
You're also banking pretty heavy on another dumb white girl to do some shit like this.
Yeah, it'll be like, old news.
No, it will happen.
Here's what's going to happen.
Yeah, and that's what I mean.
Her name, here's what happens, and this is just the reality of it, okay? When we hire somebody at Gas Digital, we Google their fucking
like, you
name.
Better have a video.
Yeah, if you don't have a video like that, you can't even get a name here.
Dude, Parker's
so, Jason,
harsh.
You're very qualified, but I'm Googling you here, and I don't see you dropping any N-bombs. Yeah, so...
We need to have five men, dude.
Did you go to the Black Lives Matter rally swinging a Black Lives Matter flag? That's a bit of a red.
No, we literally Google everybody that we hire here. Like, we simply just do a Google search. We do a social media search.
We hired Paco anyway.
We did. We knew that Paco was a fucking dirty rapist before we hired him, but we looked at what he could do in the editing room, and we said, worth it.
Yeah dude.
He Small only price. Came in with prior Small rapes. Price. From what we know, he has committed no more rape since being here.
If anything, Gas Digital is probably preventing more rapes because he has an outlet for his creativity.
Yeah. It's possible.
Right. Where is Fuck Doll?
Yeah. Is there any more to that girl's story? Bob?
Yeah, go to prom. The next button.
There's more to the video.
Let's see.
I'm trying to look into his story. Hold on.
No one likes them.
They're laughing.
Fucking kill yourself right this time. Do it fucking right.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, they're bully chicks.
Oh, if they're talking about like a suicide. Wow.
Someone
kid
who's already tried.
Yeah, they're fucked.
They're bully chicks.
Oh, but a black person said they were holding the gun sideways.
Yeah, they missed.
Shot their ear off. Yeah, Yo.
Clack, clack, clack. Shut her own clavicle.
Shot down. Fuck you, you one-eared chocolate bar. Go kill yourself. Or at least shoot the other ear off.
Cut deep enough this time, or fucking tie the rope higher. Like, what the fuck?
I'm counting down until the day that this girl turns 18.
Lewis, can't say shit like that about underage girls. Jesus.
She'll do porn.
Well, she's an angel. She's an angel,
She'll do a snow bunny. She'll be back.
That is quite possible.
Guaranteed.
They might even
none
like,
of us are trying to groom.
Yeah.
You think that's how that's going to end? Is her doing black porn?
Yeah, she'll have to do black porn.
I think she's going to marry a fucking Republican. I think that's what way that's going
to maybe
happen. Any Republican would be proud to have that.
Might turn all, might yeah. turn all around. This girl's probably Jeez, just one like black dick away cool. from like being like, oh no, that was dumb.
That's an almost horny how angry.
No, I'm yeah, sure she will. I'm sure she will at some point be like, oh man, why the fuck did I have to do that stupid mm-hmm.
yeah.
shit?
White guys
but
suck.
I do think. Yeah, that shit'll fuck that. That'll really fuck you up.
And, especially, yeah. I think we're sort of in this weird time. Without a doubt, like my son cannot post shit like that. Like my like, son,
tried to
in a decade to. Or in like 5-6 years, like they're gonna figure out a way to organize all this yeah. shit, and they're gonna be able to figure out a way to, like, it's well, just
it's people move on, but it never goes away.
It's right. never gonna go away. It's gonna be archived. Yeah, yeah.
Everybody moves on, but it always
to your name. And if they can Google it and it's attached to your name, that's that. Like, and that's a very, very real thing.
This yeah, is like the absolutely. First generation that has to deal with like the shit they said as a fucking teenager, yep, yep. still being on the internet.
Yep.
You know,
the shit that I said as a teenager is wild.
Well, the thing that made me think of it a bunch was when there was that thing with the kid with the Indians in DC. Or whatever,
oh yeah, yeah.
Were, like in his face and clapping. Oh, yeah, was it yeah. Sandman? That guy.
Yeah.
Like where. It was like these Catholic school white nerds mm-hmm. who were being confronted by all these guys. And I was just sitting there thinking what me and my friends in high school would have said back to them. Like how much worse the things we would have said back right. to them. Like they were literally like, you know, like a big group of men just come up to these 16-year-old kids
yeah.
and they're like, oh, you know, they're like, oh, you're the evil white man. You yeah, stole yeah. the land yeah. from us. And they're like, I mean, me and my friends at that age, we'd have been like, that's right, bitch.
Oh,
we took
God.
It. Yeah. It's ours now. Like, and these kids were just sitting there like nodding. Like we would have, it would have probably come to a fucking
yeah,
fight.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
just would have been nuts. Like yeah. it would have, and it's a, yeah, you're just like, oh, good thing none of that's on tape.
Yeah, yeah.
Good thing that's like,
we weren't. Well, you would have, in that moment, you would have been like, yeah, bitch, I saw your land. That's right. The white man is superior. What? Do something. Not because you believe that. It's just,
yeah,
because,
it's just like, are we doing this?
It's the truth. yeah. You don't have to believe
because
the truth.
Because I cannot tell a lie.
We're like, no, literally not because of any, like, fucking, like, even, like,
right.
thing. Of,
no,
like,
it's just because we go all, fuck
we all, like,
don't
worship,
talk to me
right.
and my friends like that.
Like, we worshipped hip-hop music. We thought yeah. black dudes were, like, cool and shit. We weren't, like, anything like white Word guys up. Are the best. But if you just talk
you're
shit
you're trying
like
to hurt
to us,
them in that moment.
That'd be like, yeah, oh, okay, yeah. well, then what are we going to
say? Hail Hitler, motherfucker, let's go. Let's go.
If we got to do it, we got
to
do it.
When did you listen to anything the other side was saying? It was like, well, you're just talking in a tone, you're talking shit, so I'm going to say something like that.
And there wasn't
maybe
like
not
this
like that,
thing, and there wasn't this thing, at least in that time, there was a different time.
Right, exactly.
There wasn't a thing where I'd be like, oh, I should be apologizing for my whiteness or something like that. It was just like a feeling of like, you're talking shit, I'm talking shit. That was like, I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, right. I'm that glad makes sense. I agree. I get that.
Yeah.
But this girl is fucked for life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
she's
oh,
fucked.
Yeah.
These ones are in trouble.
Maybe it's on social media, even a picture.
So this she won't be able to have an office job, that's for fucking sure.
What's up, Roberto?
This is the girl that they were talking to.
How she old had, is that girl?
She had attempted suicide in the
school. I'm just going to point out in Lewis's favor, both her ears are covered. It's not like nothing is officially confirmed, but Lewis did call the shooting off the ear thing.
She attempted suicide?
Yeah, this is the girl that attempted suicide, and the school was... making a big deal about it and trying to like,
why are they putting her story out there like that?
I don't know why. That's retarded. There is a GoFundMe for this girl.
Of course there.
So they're definitely kicked out of the school then.
Oh
yeah.
They're at least had that happen already.
It's all jealousy. The girls that made the video were jealous that this girl's getting all the attention and they put out that video.
She tried to commit suicide. They're jealous.
And they were also fucking hammered. Let's point out these girls.
Oh, yeah,
clearly. And these girls
What's
were drunk as
here?
Fuck.
Yeah.
What's the
I'm
age group?
It looks like they're in their about 16 years old.
Just
okay,
idiots.
So
these girls ruined, likely
okay,
ruined
cool.
their
so you can fuck
lives.
Them in Illinois. Go, what were you saying?
New Jersey, too. You're going to go to Illinois, brother.
Oh, sorry. Hold on. What? They're 14 years old.
Oh, yikes.
Ew, dude. Now you got to go to, like, Mexico.
Where'd you go, Lewis?
Jesus, Lewis.
I said they were going to be hot.
They might
in a year.
They're going to be full-time employees.
It does
give
interns.
Them a year.
It interns. Does seem like I don't care. And I might say the same thing about any race of people. But being drunk 14 and saying something fucked up just shouldn't carry that much weight.
No,
that is
rules,
so fucked
dude.
Up that it's going to carry that much damage for you, or potentially can, for the rest of your life. Just some dumb shit. You said you're 14.
Fucked up shit. You
14.
Suck.
You're 14.
Like, but are they? I'm saying, does the news cycle even stay around long enough for their apology to be anything?
I mean, look, I gotta be honest with you. They're probably if at 14 you're willing to make a video like that about some fucking black chick who just attempted suicide.
You didn't have great parents.
You're probably
your parents
raised,
fucked up a little bit.
You're probably raised to be a piece of shit.
I agree.
And you're probably not going to make a hard left at this point.
No.
Now I'm not saying you can't be a good person to be a productive member of society, but I don't necessarily feel bad for this fucking chick. At 14, I was already of sound mind and body. The decisions I was making at 14.
Lewis, if there were cameras around when you were 14, you would have been
body.
Holy shit. Listen, you happen to find the one career where you can do this.
Yeah.
But anything else?
No, I was never
so
that malicious. I was never that malicious where I was making fun of a kid who.
There would have been videos against you.
But it's not even just the racism. It's like a girl who tried to kill herself. They're making fun of this girl for that reason. And then they're being racist on top of it.
That is the worst. That is definitely the worst part.
It's, you know. Like I said, I understand what you're saying as well. If it was my kid, I would go, fuck, dude. My kid really fucked up their life, and they're just stupid kids. I did stupid shit as a kid. I did a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I feel like that's almost like more to make fun of a girl who just tried to kill herself. It's almost like morally like kind of fucked up in a weird way.
I agree.
And you're,
I mean, look, we're making fun of her now. Bring up the girl trying to kill herself again. We'll do it right
now.
Why
was there a GoFundMe?
But I'm just saying we make money for it.
Why was there a GoFundMe?
We're adults.
We don't know this bitch.
What is the GoFundMe?
Yeah, what is that for?
They're raising money
to finish?
For her to go to college.
What?
So what, she just had shitty grades, or mom was like,
she got picked on a lot in school, and
you don't
she
say.
Attempted suicide because of that.
Her mom's like, cut it out up there!
Man, you know, what if she gets picked on in college, and we all paid for it? That's gonna suck.
GoFundMe has over $100,000 in it right now.
Yeah, I don't understand the full
story. Yeah, she was picked on a lot. She attempted suicide, and then
she needed money
for her college.
Was it completely racially? Because, I mean, like, she's not like a ugly girl, or
yeah, was it?
It's like the thing that's like she doesn't seem fat or other thing, like the classic high school bully stuff.
You're being bullied, dude. Hang in there.
What if she had like elf and Titus leg that we didn't see? Fuck that.
You got fucking clump ankle,
dude. You wouldn't, dude. Come on,
you got clump leg.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Well,
I mean, have to wrap this bitch. I know
kids are gonna be fucking bullies
now.
Okay, yeah, they're always. You have to hard out at 9.
Yeah, we have 10 minutes.
We got plenty of time, man.
We have to do a lot of ads.
Your mother's got to do a lot of that.
Damn.
She does. She started
good.
A podcast.
Oh, good. She's picking up pace.
Oh, she's
good.
Cleaning up. A lot of ads.
That's good. Thank you, Bernstein.
All right. I mean, whatever. We can save these for Monday. We got a few other subjects for Monday.
I like the other
one. We got Florentine coming in Monday.
What's up with his Instagram account? Have you seen it?
No.
It's all porn chicks.
Uh-oh.
Somebody got hacked. Yeah.
He was down at Skankfest.
Yeah, he was.
Really?
Yeah, like the first post, some chick with some huge tits, and it's Josh Adam Myers. Jim, you look different. And then ever since then, it's been like 3 a day of just...
My real ass podcast, Twitter, got hacked.
Yeah, sure. Dude, that was hilarious.
I'm going to listen to the advice. They're telling me to buy like different like cryptos and shit. I'm going to listen to the advice and see if it's just like a godsend that I get rich.
Dude, we get that all the time because we put up... you fucked it. We put YFI. YFI is like I guess some kind of... Bitcoin or crypto something, so we get it all the time. I'm gonna listen to you. Yeah, this is Florentine. Look at this fucking dude. Go to the first one. Go down.
Damn.
Keep going.
Nice.
It's that one. No, on the beach. On the beach. Go it. Look at the first comment.
Oh, busted open.
Continue. Yeah.
All right, Bobby.
It's just a video, Bobby. Right. He's like, cut deeper next time. Look, Josh, top one.
Jimmy look different.
Nice. Damn. When does it end?
It does. They've been doing it like today. I think you already got done with it.
Yikes.
I'm still following. It's pretty good. Kind of better than his first one.
Yeah, I might have to follow him now too.
I'm like, finally.
Nice.
Fuck yeah. Joe Gorman, Brian.
Yeah.
Beezer 6. Thank you guys so much for being here on the Legion of Skanks, man.
Thanks for having.
It has been a fun one. We will be back live at the Stand on Monday.
Yeah, Monday at the Stand. Right.
Hell yeah. So get your tickets and come on out to that. We're inside upstairs.
Yeah.
Nice. For the Legion of Skanks, we'll catch you next week. Until then, Syracuse next week, everybody. Peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
actress Jay Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I'll punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube?
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.